For the next hour, we're talking dirty on FM Talk 106.5, a show to help you win the battle against dirt. With information about vacuums, tips and tools to make your job easier. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. Now, here's your Talking Dirty host, David Lord.
Tony, I want to tell my story. Oh, hey, okay, this is David Lord.
He's interrupting me again. I don't get to do the intro. This is Lord.
You stop that, Tony. We'll get to you in a minute.
I'm really confused
I gotta tell a story. So I go to my heart
doctor. Is that eggnog in your cup?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
But definitely on the first commercial break.
All right.
So I go to my heart doctor, and Dr. Chris Brown is my heart doctor, and he also serves as full-time guardian angel to myself and my wife. So in this case, it's just a checkup, and most of the time, I don't mind those too much, as long as they're good.
Well, yeah.
Nobody shocks me or anything.
Good results.
But, and I like to go, and then they, I'm 53, and they say, wow, you've got an awesome heart of a fairly fit man of, say, 78 years old. So that's wonderful, too. But so I go in there, and, it's always the same thing. You go in and get weighed, very disappointing. And then you go into your room, and then somebody comes in, and they put all these wires on me, and, I guess – watch my heart.
Don't you love it when you get in the shower a week later and there's still one of them suction cups on you?
Oh, yes.
And you didn't notice it?
Well, yeah, for me, and I've got about seven of them on me. So I'm sitting there, and the lady's asking me some questions, what's your medicine? And all of them, I just say I defer to my wife. And she says, your voice sounds familiar. Do you do a radio show? I went, oh, my gosh, yes.
Wow.
And her name is Miss Von Seal Miles. Now, I told her.
Hello,
I can remember Von Seal because there's only been one other in my life.
Yes.
And, so Miss Von Seal Miles is – and she goes, I listen to that show every week. Every week? Really? And she said, yeah, I just love that show. I said, please bring your vacuum cleaner in. Let me do something. And who knows, maybe.
Von Seal, you need to get out more.
You stop that. So she's talking to me. And then all of a sudden, the door opens. And it's a lady. Her name's Susan Bryan. And she said, hey, I want to meet the talking dirty guy. I went, you got to be kidding me. How is that possible? She goes, yeah, I listen to you all the time. I just wanted to see what you look like. And evidently bad. But is that amazing? 106.5.
You never know when and where somebody's listening.
Isn't that the truth? Tony,
one of the fun things about doing radio.
When we go to a restaurant, you better watch how you act because I'm telling you. Had I said the wrong thing, can you imagine what kind of drugs they would have given me? that could have been bad.
But since they were giving you some superlatives, they put a little something extra in your little drip there.
So I feel wonderful.
Just come
looking
in
good, Dave. Feeling good, ladies.
Do a whole hour show in about 27 minutes.
Oh, yeah. No problem. So anyway, all of Providence Hospital, I think we're going to get it on the loudspeakers. So everybody should be familiar with 106.5.
Hey, and listen, Providence Hospital's got wall-to-wall carpet through the whole place.
You know they do.
And there are some opportunities there, David.
I just saw the light there.
You'd think you'd have to vacuum those, right, Charlie? Is that where you're going?
That's where
I think
I'm
so.
Going.
Yes. Folks,
at least once a year.
Our family has been in the floor care business for three generations since 1954. Uprights, canisters, backpacks, robot vacs, commercial vacs, vacuum flow systems, air purifiers, carpet shampooers, and steam mops. We service all brands. I don't care where you got it. Our estimates are always free, and when we repair your machine, it will look, run, and smell like brand new. At A&A Vacuum, we carry the best products in every price range, which means, folks, we have got something for you. And we beat Amazon's price. When you buy from us, you get to try it before you buy it. We assemble your machine for free. We show you how to use it and take care of it. We handle all the warranty and service on our machines, and that saves you hundreds of dollars a year. And you'll be part of a very large group of people that have supported us over the years. And they, when they get their floor care products, they never have to worry about the performance of the machine because we handle all of that for them. And they don't need a book or receipt or proof or anything. It's all handled at our store. And everyone else, it's not part of that group. I would call the guys with us, you're in the in group. And the rest of you, you're out. You're out of the group. Everyone else, they get to stare at products on a shelf or on a screen. They don't get to try before they buy. They can't ask questions. Well, I guess they can.
I don't think you can even open the box.
You definitely. Well, there are several boxes opened at the big box store.
So you can peek down and see note that says, do not return this to the
That's
store.
That's right. That's exactly right. And there is that note in the top of the box. So you're left with staring at the picture or the box, and you check out reviews that may or may not really exist. We don't know who gave those reviews. And the warranty department consist of a person that will, in theory, eventually answer the phone. And then their job is to help repair your vacuum over the phone. Now, that sounds weird, I know, but and it should, because for 30 years, Tone, you and I have repaired, 72,000 vacuums?
And I haven't done one through osmosis or anything like that over the phone.
Over the phone. We've never done it. So I'm just going to suggest, if we can't do it, I guarantee you nobody in another country for the Dyson company is going to be able to repair your vacuum over the phone. We got two locations. Westmobile, and in Westmobile, you'll see Paul and Demontres Beasley. Now, Demontres, he's the best 21-year-old ever. Yes. Everybody that comes in will want to adopt him. In fact, this week is his first day in a year of being sick, and he came into work.
Yes, yes,
we had to gang up and force him out. So, if you want to see something unbelievable,
gotta admire that work ethic.
Oh my gosh, that's what I was going to say. If you want to see something incredible, like a 21-year-old who likes to work, you got to come to our store because he's the guy. That store is a block west of University on Cottage Hill Road, 661-3549. At our Fairhope store, you will see Tony. Or, as some people call him, Why Not. That store is a half mile south of Thomas Hospital, across the street from Cecil's Old Time Feed. It's on Highway 98. Yes. Telephone number there is 928-9286. Now, we're getting low on time here, Tone, but when we get back, I want to give a couple of thank yous to some people before we get on to our normal
segment.
Normal work. But if you do nothing else and remember nothing else from our show, please go to our website. It is aavacuum.net. And when you go to our site, you're going to the first thing that'll come up are all the Christmas giveaways that we've got going on through Christmas.
Yes.
And we'll get back to those here in just a minute. Also, when you look at the various vacuums, you want to talk about real research. You can click on our machines, and it's a short tutorial of the vacuum and how it works. So definitely check out aavacuum.net, and also remember that A&A Vacuum has got to be the classiest place ever, because we have the best bumper music ever. Thank you, Mr. Charlie Moss.
I just love this season of the year.
Yes, me too. Me too.
Yes,
guys, we'll be right back.
More Talking Dirt is on the way with David Lord.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I faked you out. This is actually Tony Lord. But to my right, there is my brother David Lord. And across the way, there's Charlie Moss moderating, leading us into segment to segment. This is A&A Vacuum, and you are listening to the Talking Dirty Show. We've got two locations you need to come visit. One in West Mobile, 5301 Cottage Hill Road. Give us a call out there at 661-3549. However, if you want to come see me at Fairhope, I am at 19551 Greeno Road. Give me a call out there at 928-9286. We are open during the week from 8 to 5, also on Saturday from 8 to 4, even during football season. On Sunday, you can't show up, or you can, but we won't be there.
Hey, Tony.
Yes, sir.
Is it true that when people come to see you at your Fairhope store, you encourage them to use really big words?
Actually, they will get items for free if they use these more, sesquipedalian words.
Yeah, serendipitous.
Yeah, and you, yeah, that is a dare. Because I'm not saying that word. I tell all my kids, why use a four-syllable word when four one-syllable words work just fine?
That's right.
And then the other one I tell them is, whatever you do, do not say those words and guess. Because you will look so stupid. Yeah. Don't do it unless you know.
It could be a cuss word. You'd never know. In another language.
I think I'll just act like it was when they say it to me. Folks, I want to give a big thank you to Josh McCoy and his wife. We've actually talked about them once before. They came in a while back. They are from Tortuga Adventure Golf in Spanish Fort. And when they came in, he actually called me first and then came in on the weekend. But they had a problem. They had this big indoor golf, like a putt-putt thing.
But it's all indoor golf. And you said how many thousands?
4,000 square feet.
Good. Wow.
Gracious. And the carpet is black.
Uh-oh.
And so...
that's the color of it.
Yes.
Okay.
He and his wife have to clean it, and she is very diligent. Is that a good word?
That'll work.
Getting there.
On how it's cleaned, and I'm telling you, she would keep vacuuming in the same spot until the dirt came up.
First of all, black lights.
Oh, that is true. Yes. They got this black carpet. You play the golf under black lights. So it's,
for
kids. So the balls
are glowing in the dark.
Yeah, for the kids, it's awesome, awesome stuff. It's a great idea.
But then what happened to the black carpet?
Well, as they, of course, they would vacuum it every morning, every evening. And under the black lights, what shows up? Lint. Lots and lots and lots of lint. Yes.
Kind of like a snowfall.
That's it. So it really took away from how cool this place could be. So they bought Orex, and because he had heard so much about them.
Yes.
And as I say to a lot of people, the best stuff you ever heard of is probably not stuff you're getting an advertisement on. It's probably stuff you've never heard of before, the best stuff that's out there. So they started off with Orex, and she said, unbelievably, this is an 8-pound vacuum that I could not push across this carpet because of how soft and thick it was. So they bought a Kirby. About $2,000 a couple of years ago.
That's right.
They love their Kirby. They love it and have used it for several years. So they brought that down there. And she said it was even harder to handle, and it didn't pick up the lint either. So they looked at a Recar Brilliance Infinity machine.
Yes.
Now, that is a 7-year Infinity machine. And we talked, and they ended up getting it. They came back the next week to say how much they loved it, that literally in one pass, because she said, I would not only vacuum and vacuum a bunch of times in the same spot, which you can imagine how much time that takes. She would then go behind it with a lint roller that she rolls on a big stick.
Man, what a workout.
Well, that's exactly it. She said in one pass, I did not have to go over the same spot
unbelievable.
Twice. And so they were so thrilled about it, they actually made a display in their entrance when you walk in. And it's beautiful, and it's huge. And it says, did you ever wonder how they keep 4,000 square feet of black carpet so clean? And then it says, we called the experts. And guess what? We were the experts.
Oh, wait a minute. We are the experts.
Isn't that cool?
That is
neat. And so it had all our information on there. But they would take the time to do that for somebody on a vacuum cleaner. Look, it'd be one thing if I sold them a diamond ring. Mm-hmm. I get it. But this is a vacuum cleaner, and that's how impressed they were. So let me return the favor. Please go out and see Tortuga Golf and ask for Josh McCoy. The telephone number there is 626-6221. I am definitely going to take my grandkids over there. Charlie and I think we were talking about making a date out of it.
Well, yeah, and I'm guessing that the grandparents can play too.
Well, you know what? There could be an age limit for you and me. It used to be when I was younger, and actually it's the same, on the thing that says you have to be this tall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can't ride any of the rides at the fair. So you know what? I hope age discrimination doesn't keep us out of the golf course.
Under those black lights, they won't be able to tell. So.
It hides fine lines.
Especially if you wear some white socks.
You know it.
Well, Tone, I think you want to talk about some rechargeables today.
Yes, indeed. Because rechargeables right now, that's...
Gosh, yes.
It's a category that's taken off in the last few years.
I don't think people realize just how good the batteries are today.
And this is something, at least in vacuums, relatively new. It seems like it's taken some time for them to catch up to yard equipment, which, I tell you what, some of the battery-operated yard equipment, edgers and weed whackers and things like that are just incredible. And the same thing with these rechargeable vacuums here lately. And in the last few years, each new year, they seem like they're trying to totally surpass the previous year, at least in terms of the amount of product. And the two brands that really threw unrelenting advertising keep sort of catapulting themselves to the top of everyone's wish list is Shark and Dyson.
Yeah, boy, they've spent the money.
Yes, indeed. And often folks are a little surprised by our mostly positive observations regarding these two rechargeables that these two companies put out. And the surprise really comes from, you know, past judgments we've made about these products made by Dyson and Shark, and they weren't really superlative terms, let me tell you that. Well, we've gotten to the point now that even though our two locations carry every single price range, we only want to carry the very best of that price point. So we certainly like to get the latest products so that we can try them, scrutinize them in great detail. And if we come across a product that doesn't really meet our rather stringent standards, then it gets, as we call it, they get cut.
Yes.
We don't
from
actually,
the team. Yes.
That's it. We don't sell that. Now, mind you, we keep these, what we would refer to as inferior products on hand, because we want the opportunity for people to be able to try before they buy.
Definitely,
so
yes.
So if they're getting ideas about Shark's Best or Dyson's Best, which their V10 Absolute is only $500, we keep one in stock for you to try, but we've got some other brands and models that might be worth everybody taken a look at, and we carry those.
Yeah. Now, Tone, we got about 30 seconds left, so when we come back from the break, I want you to go over what we show as our best rechargeables. What I want everyone to know out there, what we want everyone to know is that, yes, we carry lots of different machines like the Shark and the Dyson for exactly that reason. If we find the four or five best ones in the business, we want you to be able to compare it against the most advertised products in the country. So, again, Charlie, that's nice.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, we just watched that last weekend with my boy Charlie. Not my boy, my nephew.
That's right. And y'all sat up under the Charlie Christmas tree.
Oh, he explained the whole thing to us, too.
Did he really? Okay, guys, we're going to be right back. This is Talking Dirty with David and Tony Lord.
More Talking Dirt is on the way with David Lord.
Okay, guys, we're back. This is A&A Vacuum Art, David and Tony Lord. We're here with Charlie Moss. We got two locations, Westmobile, a block west of University on Cottage Hill Road. Telephone number there is 661-3549. In Fairhope, we're on Highway 98, a half mile south of Thomas Hospital, right across the street from Cecil's Old Time Feed. Telephone number there is 928-9286. Check out our website, AA Vacuum, AAVacuum.net. And the first thing I want you to look at are our coupons of giveaways. You can print them out and bring them into the store. And with any purchase, you can pick two out of three in each category.
Yes.
So great stuff. A lot of money off. And Tony, you were about to deliver. We were talking about rechargeables.
That's right.
Really the best four or five machines in all the price ranges that we know are the best in those price ranges.
That's absolutely right. And as you were saying in a segment or two before, sometimes the machines that you've never heard of end up being far better than the ones that are heavily advertised. You got to take into account that all of that money towards advertising is what is going into the vacuum.
Boy, that's true.
And Dyson is a perfect example. The V10 Absolute, that's for $500. They tell you a lot of things like runtime, and you can't always believe what you hear. It's kind of like what you hear about the internet. Well, as David was saying, we've got four of the best good price ranges. So if you're not looking for the $500 vacuum, you're looking for a rechargeable that is great, that's under $200, I would urge you to come into one of our two locations and look at the Redivac Ease, E-A-Z-E. See what they did there? We've got that for $149. Very simple, lightweight machine. Great for sort of I refer to as a quicker picker-upper.
Yeah, and it's got three speeds, too.
Absolutely right. Easy to dispose of. So if you drop sugar or something like that, instead of either getting out the big main vacuum that you got to plug in or those anachronistic brooms and dustpans.
Or try picking it up with a wet rag.
Ah, yes. Yes, indeed. No, this is a much better, quicker picker-upper. The Redivac Ease, you get about 15 good minutes of strong life with it. We've got it for $149. Come check that out.
And it breaks down into a handbag.
Ooh, yes, that's
too.
Exactly
and,
right.
And I know that a lot of them will now, of course, a lot of the $500 ones. But for $149, and again, not everybody is looking for 60 minutes of runtime. Just pets coming in and out and the trash that they bring just to be able to get out and use real quick. Perfect for that.
Yeah,
really is.
You got it. The next one is by a company you've only heard us talk about every single show for the last decade, the Recar Roam, R-O-A-M. Again, another small rechargeable under the category of broom vac, but don't let the size of it don't mistake that. It will absolutely belie what you would think it would have. Great suction power, bagless vacuum, easy to dump out, huge battery life. You get a good 30 minutes of life out of it. You are able to do carpets and bare floors. This is a machine that you could compare with any of these expensive Dysons between $400 and $800. This one's under $400, very powerful, the Recar Roam. You need to check that out at either one of our two locations. If you're looking more for under $300.
Yeah, and I will say the next two we got are my absolute favorite in the rechargeable.
Yes, indeed. This next one is one of the most versatile machines I've ever seen. It's by the company Simplicity, which we've talked about before, another American company that's actually a sister company to Recar. So very similar in its makeup, very similar in its quality, but small, lightweight, can also break down to a hand vac, give you about an hour's runtime, but it comes with a plethora of different attachments. So you can do carpets. It's got an attachment for doing bare floor. You've got various attachments for doing upholstery, crevice tool, dusting. You've got reach on it. Anybody can use it. It's so lightweight, but it does not skimp on power at all. And it even comes with a Service Plus warranty.
Yeah, good. Talk about that.
Yes, for 2 years, first of all, for the 2 years, if you get any trouble, no 800 numbers, no having to save a box, no having to try to look around and try to find your receipt, come in, we got it on file, we take care of everything. But also once a year, for the duration of the warranty, we will service and clean it. That's normally a $50 charge. We do it for free.
All right. Now, why is that so important?
Well, on rechargeables especially, any of these robotic things, they've got a system of circuitry and circuit boards. And they can really be affected, especially by the most small particles of dust and dirt. It's really why I see a lot of robots and rechargeable vacuums coming in so often for repairs. Now, this Simplicity does a great job at protecting that circuitry, but like anything, there's going to be some that gets through. And the ability to be able to clean that will keep you vacuuming for longer and not having to come see me at the worst times with problems, getting these things serviced.
Yes, and I will say the first time we started noticing this kind of stuff was with the Dyson rechargeables.
Exactly.
And people would bring them in and they'd cut it on and the machine would rev up and stop, rev up and stop, rev up
rapidly.
And stop. And it turns out that was the beginning of the end of their circuit boards.
Yes.
And it was because dust collection in there. And if we can get to it and clean it and everything in time, you can save that circuit board. If that continues, it'll finally come to a dead stop. And that's the end of the circuit board.
Yes.
And that is a very expensive repair.
You got it. Now, for our next one, for those out there that are looking for the finest vacuum with the finest suction, but do not want to trip over cords, this next one you want to perk your ears up at, made by Recar, it is the R10CV, or cordless vac.
It's a fantastic machine.
Absolutely fantastic. This has got by far the longest running time of any rechargeable vacuum in the business, with 90 minutes of runtime.
Did you say 90?
90.
Yes, there's nobody close.
So you could do your whole house in one charge.
Well, it's not just that.
And have some left.
I did not realize, because I had lightweights first, with the longest cord I could get.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did not realize how much time that took up. I guess dodging the cord.
Yes.
Cursing the cord, yanking on the cord and having it hit me in the eyeball. Mm-hmm. Once I got this, I'm telling you, it cut my vacuuming time by half.
Yes. Easy. Yes, and actually, this has been of interest not only for you folks in the residential, but my cleaning ladies. Once they saw it, they just went ape for it. Because same thing, cords can be a liability if they're not completely careful, and that's when they somehow trip and knock over for that day the very expensive porcelain vase.
From the Ming Dynasty.
Yes, exactly. No, this has got the kind of look and the kind of power that an upright vacuum would have without the stress of the cord. One of my customers actually described it when he tried other rechargeable vacuums. He said it reminds me of a broom. But when I try this, it feels, it sounds yes. like a real vacuum cleaner because it is. Strong, durable, lightweight. It's got also on its battery the ability to detect how much time you have left on the charge. So you're not guessing and hoping you can get that last little bit. You can detect exactly how much charge you've got left.
Yes, Tony, does bare floor as well as carpet,
easily.
Too.
And I'm always a little nervous when I ask a question that we haven't talked about beforehand. But if you're a cleaning service.
Yes.
You know, and I was thinking a while ago, well, you could be using one and have a second one on charge, you know, and that way if a battery runs out, you just switch
vacuums
and finish
yes.
your job. Can you buy an extra battery
yes,
instead?
Yes, you can.
And are they fairly easy to change out?
Yeah, they made them so simple to
yes.
change out. No tools needed or anything. One
don't,
button
don't have
pulls
to have
off.
An engineering degree.
Right. And again, we're not talking about does just carpet and floors. They've designed it so it is – I've got brick, I've got mm-hmm. tile, I got a little bit of laminate, and then I've got an area rug in just about every room,
yes.
and then upstairs is all carpet. So literally, it can do any of those surfaces. I don't have to adjust anything. You have one button
yep.
on. It adjusts to different heights. It adjusts to different floorings. You don't have to guess or do anything. You just guide this thing. It is 8 pounds.
Yes.
It's self-propelled, and I'm telling you, and quiet
as yes.
can be.
Yes, indeed.
And that's unfortunate because I love waking up the kids Sunday morning vacuuming, but they will not get out of bed on this one.
Nope.
So you're saying the vacuum and the battery is 8 pounds?
Altogether,
yes.
See, when I'm listening to Tony describing this, I'm thinking of a 30-pound battery. You know.
Because... Well, and I'll tell you, because you mentioned cleaning business, Randy Cockrell owns AAA Building and Office
yes.
Maintenance. Now, I have known him over 30 years, and before he had 10 kids. And in fact, I met him when he had zero kids. But he has 50 employees,
mm-hmm.
and he started on the rechargeable with his wife. She loved it, so he started getting them at some accounts. They all fight over the machine. It's
That's
wonderful.
Their favorite,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Charlie. You are just like way above normal.
Kenny G, baby.
Right. What's normal?
More Talking Dirt is on the way with David Lord.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Tony Lord with A&A Vacuum, and you are listening to the Talking Dirty Show.
I pointed at the wrong guy, didn't I?
Yes, you did, but that's okay. I'm used to it. I don't get no respect. Now, to my right is David Lord, and across the way, pointing to the wrong person, is Charlie Moss. We got two locations, one of West Mobile at 5301 Cottage Hill Road. You'll find Paul and Demontris out there. Give them a call, 661-3549. However, I am at the Fairhope location at 19551 Greeno Road. Call me at 928-9286. You've got to check out the website. It's aavacuum.net. That's aavacuum.net. We've got an entire array of all of our products.
Is that where the coupons are?
That's where I was going next. You can get coupons to get a lot of free gifts. That's a lot of money on your side. So you can print them out.
Tell me the website again so I can write it down.
Okay, you got it. Here it is, aavacuum.net.
With two U's.
You got it, V-A-C-U-U-M. If you can't get enough of us on our radio show or on the computer, we are on Comcast 6 Monday through Friday from 7 to 7:30 p.m. You'll see David and myself on there showing a lot of vacuums, and we give you the chance to come in and try before you buy, just like we do.
And we are actually being heard on a podcast, too.
You know what? I did forget about that.
At FMTalk1065.com. I don't care if you're in New Zealand dodging volcanoes or if you're in the Soviet Union dodging the cops or wherever you are, you can hear this show.
Trying to get an effect of an election, whatever.
That's right. You're in a bunker trying to recover.
Oh, we're going to be in so much trouble. Let me segue quickly out of this. I want to give a big thank you to Mr. David Lonzo. I'd say about a week or so ago, he came into our store. He dealt with Paul. I'm so sorry.
God bless him.
Yes, yes.
And he deserves something.
He ended up telling Paul, when I'm driving back and forth to work, I catch y'all's show every week.
That's outstanding.
And Paul said, sucker. No,
I figured the dial was broke on his radio.
That's it.
So he says, I catch it every week. And I thought about it. And he says, you know what? I am a guy that goes out to big box stores. And so let me just try what this would be like. So he comes in. He had owned an upright Electrolux for 27 years. 27 years ago, he paid $1,800.
That was a lot of money.
For it.
Yes.
And let's say $1,800 is a ton of money. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure when the guy left, they looked at each other and said, my gosh, what have we just done to ourselves? But 27 years later, now that is, I'm not going to do the math here, but the average $400 Dyson lasts a year and a half. Mm-hmm. That'll give you an idea of the kind of money he actually ended up saving over 27 years. But needless to say, he had been spoiled. He had had good stuff. So he went out to look, and when he came in, Paul showed him really our finest machine. It is a Recar R40 Premium. And you can see that on our website.
Yes.
It's a 10-year Infinity machine. And in a few minutes, Tone, you're going to tell him what he's going to get for the 10 years. But so he tried it, got a good chance to look it over, got to try it against other things. All the things we talk about every day, he got to do in our store and loved it.
Yes.
He takes it home. I saw him just a couple of days ago as he brought in. We had promised him that we would service his upright Electrolux and he could either give it or put it in another part of the house or whatever he wanted to do.
Start a museum.
So that's it. So we told him we'd do that for free, and he brings it in. And I was in the back working on vacuums because when you're old, that's where you go. They put you in the back, old and ugly. So I came up to the front, and he said, I just wanted to put a face with the voice because I hear you every week. And he said, I got to tell you, I tried this thing. I vacuumed my whole house. I filled up an entire bag the first time he vacuumed, and we had to swear to him that that was not going to happen every time he vacuumed. But that just gives you an idea. A 27-year-old vacuum naturally is not working as well as it did the first day he got it. And so it's obviously old and not working as well, and it's leaving a lot of dirt behind. Yes. And it's amazing how much builds up in a carpet, or you think you get away with it with bare floor, but you don't. You still, it goes in the corners, and it ends up as a big ball of like a dust bowl.
Yeah, tumbleweed. Going
across. That's it. Yes. So anyway, I just wanted to thank Mr. David Lonzo for not just listening to us and coming in, but coming back and letting us know how much he loved the machine. Now, when he purchased this, by the way, it's several hundred dollars less than what he spent 27 years ago.
Yes.
And when he got this machine, here is our contract with him. Here's what he gets.
And I'll tell you now, what he got when he bought that Electrolux, it's a testament to the machine, but this is the finest warranty that anybody will have on anything.
For sure.
And you guys created this.
Yes, we did.
Yes, indeed. Well, we can't trust companies to do that. We got to do it ourselves. We got to take the ball. We got to take the bull by the horns.
Yes. I'm glad you cleaned that up.
So what did he get?
Now, it says free repairs. Really, for 10 years, any trouble he has, we take care of it under warranty. No need for a receipt or a box. Bring it in. We take care of everything.
Yes, and just to give you an example, if you owned a Dyson and you had a problem and you weren't going to go mail it back to the company, figure your average repair is about $75.
That's it.
So for 10 years, anything that happens, he's covered.
That's it. So, and that would equal out to about $750 at the end of a decade that you've saved. And that's just the repairs. Get ready for the rest of it. The service that we always talk about, where we take vacuums apart, blow out the motors. In the case of this machine, it's got two of them for suction. We will tune that machine up, service it anytime he wants.
As often as he wants.
That's it. Not just once a year. That's typically $50. So think about that. $50 every single time. He doesn't have to pay that at all. Also, filter replacement. That is a business in the vacuum.
It is.
It is expensive. We replace all of his filters for free for 10 years. We call this a carpet shampooer rental, but that's actually not right. We let him borrow the shampooer for a few days, and that way he can keep his carpets perfectly clean.
And our shampooer always stays clean. This isn't like picking up one at
yes.
a rental spot and having it smell horrible. This is the best stuff because that's what he's paying for.
And a 10% off coupon. So for 10 years, anything he buys in our store, he gets 10% off.
Did you notice I brought a turntable in? And see this round plastic thing?
Woo! I do.
With a big
now,
hole?
What is they call that, a record?
45 RPM record.
Are you listening, kids?
Yeah. And who is this?
Wait. Let me listen. Oh, I know that voice.
That's Class is what that is.
Yeah, yes it is. And since my dad had Class, and your dad too, Tone. That's Gladys Knight and the Pips right there. And he, many, many years ago, was able to sneak into one of her shows when she was just a young girl, just getting started, and he never forgot it. But he did sneak in.
Yes.
So he's going to have to pay for that.
He's got some time in purgatory for that.
See you guys next time.
Next time, folks. Thank you.